when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
The horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's the guy that says if the weather's clear,
I'm can do Valentine, cause can on the morning do line.
This guy the says the horse can do
tonight.
But look at his appetite,
he wins it by a half.
This according to this here and the telegraph.
For Paul Revere, I'll bite a hair, his foot's all right. Of course, it all depends if it rained last night.
I know it's morning time, the
likes mud. This X means the horse likes mud.
And just a minute, voice needs beatbox noises. That's the great grandfather, equipoise.
I tell you, Paul Revere, now this is no bum steer. It's from a handicap. For that's real sincere.
I got Valentine, cause on the morning line,
this guy says the horse can't
tonight. So make it happen,
he says the horse
wins it by a half. According to this here in the telegraph,
epitaph
Valentine,
Paul Revere,
I got the horse.
And of course, dear listeners, we have the show right here. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind NPR station emanating out of Southampton and reverberating all the way west through Long Island into New York City. Well, that wonderful opening tune is, of course, the opening to Guys and Dolls, but it's also the opening to a very special series of recordings that Frank Sinatra and his chums did in 1963 called the Reprise Musical Repertory Theater. And we are going to explore this fascinating intersection of pop music and musical theater with none other than one of our very best, devoted, and certainly smartest friends, Will Friedwald, who's one of the great musical critics of our day. Welcome again to Broadway to Main Street, Will.
Oh, you are so kind. You know, since I listen to the show every week, hearing you talking to me directly seems very meta. I feel like I'm listening to the show and I'm in it at the same time. It's very meta.
I've never met a moment I didn't like. So there we go. So let's go back to this. We're talking about four shows that Frank Sinatra and his, not just his friends, but I guess his roster, his employees at Reprise Records, recorded in order, Finian's Rainbow, Kiss Me Kate, South Pacific, and Guys and Dolls. What was this project and why was it so important?
It was a fascinating experiment, and people debate whether or not it was profitable for him or whether it was worthwhile for him. But I think we could say that musically it was a total success because these are great albums and 90% of the tracks are great. There are a few stragglers, but generally those of us who love this music, who love the great pop singers and who love the great Broadway shows, think these are minor masterpieces.
He really understood the architecture of the show. So these are almost original cast albums without the original cast. They all had overtures, for instance. And he picked some people to do some material that probably they otherwise would not have done popularly. So let us turn to the Guys and Dolls album and a singer I know nothing about, but you were determined to fight to the finish for, who is Clark Dennis. So
he's a very excellent tenor. He's like an old-fashioned tenor, almost like Dick Powell or Dennis Day, who had a brief reign of popularity in the 40s, then was completely forgotten about. And obviously Sinatra was fond of him. There's some other very minor singers, Lou Monte, Johnny Profit, on these albums that, you know,
I would say in his case, a loss more than a profit.
Right,
in
exactly.
These recordings.
That is, I would go along with that. But Clark Dennis, I think he just nails it so well. I've heard some of his other recordings, but he just gets this one song so brilliantly, and it's a perfect fit of man and music. You know, this old-fashioned Irish tenor voice singing what Frank Lesser intended as an old-fashioned Irish tenor type song.
Here's Clark Dennis.
Velvet, I can wish you for the collar of your coat, and fortune smiling all along your way. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. Mansions I can wish you, seven footmen all in red, and calling cards upon a silver tray. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. Standing there, gazing at you, full of the bloom of youth. Standing there, gazing at you, with the sheep's eye the licorice tooth. Music I can wish you, merry music while you're young, and wisdom when your hair has turned to gray. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. With the sheep's eye and the licorice tooth and the strong arms to carry.
Touch your hand and my arms grow strong, like a pair of birds that burst with song. My eyes look down at your lovely face, and I hold the world in my embrace. Younger than springtime are you, softer than starlight are you, warmer than winds of June are the gentle lips you gave me. Gayer than laughter are you, sweeter than music are you, angel and lover heaven and earth are you to me. And when your youth and joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do, then younger than springtime am I, gayer than laughter am I, angel and lover, heaven and earth am I.
Well, we have another Irish tenor in the bullpen, none other than Bing Crosby, singing a ballad from the South Pacific album of the Reprise Musical Repertory Theater. Well, the Reprise series was four separate albums, and they were the great hits of 47, 48, 49, 50. We can talk a little bit about what might have happened had they been successful. But one of the things I think is always fascinating to me that even though Sinatra recorded this in 1963 of a 1950 show, Guys and Dolls, and was of course in the movie, he had never sung any of Sky Masterson's material prior to this Reprise album. Is that correct?
Sinatra had such an interesting relationship to Frank Lesser and the Guys and Dolls score. Obviously, he's a big factor in why, you know, the movie is one of the most beloved movie musicals ever. But later on, he sort of retrofitted his own story and said that he was sore that he wasn't asked to play Sky Masterson, that he was, instead of the glamorous, you know, high-rolling gambler, he's the Schlemiel, Nathan Detroit. And this album gave him the chance to do that. And boy, did he pull it off. I mean, you know, this Luck Be a Lady, to the extent that anybody knows the song, really, you don't think of Marlon Brando. You don't even think of Robert Alda. You think of Frank Sinatra and this wonderful arrangement by Billy May.
And we have the Reprise Musical Repertory Theater to thank. So here is Sinatra.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave
her escort. It isn't fair, it isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
I'm talking here with Will Friedwald about these four amazing albums from 1963, the Reprise Musical Repertory Theater. And one of the things that was remarkable that Sinatra not only performed on it, he didn't hog the stage or the recording studio particularly, but he gave lots of opportunities to some fantastic female singers in this four album repertory, not the least of which was Rosemary Clooney. Were these singers that he had signed up for Reprise, or were they just sort of friends of the court, as it were?
I think he was trying to sign all of them to Reprise, including, of course, Rosemary Clooney, Keeley Smith. Not sure if Dinah Shore, not sure about Dinah, but definitely Rosemary and Keeley were on the roster, and they did some, you know, wonderful, wonderful work for the label.
Here is Rosemary Clooney to sing a fantastic song from the Finian's Rainbow album.
On the day I was born, said my father, said he, I've an elegant legacy waiting for ye. It's a rhyme for your lips and a song for your heart to sing it whenever the world falls apart. Look, look, look to the rainbow. Follow it over the hill and stream. Look, look, look to the rainbow. follow the fellow who follows a dream. So I bundled my heart and I roamed the world free, to the east with a lark, to the west with a sea. And I searched all the earth and I scanned all the skies, but I found it at last in my own true love's eyes. Look, look, look to the rainbow. Follow it over the hill and stream. Look, look, look to the rainbow. Follow the fellow who follows a dream. Follow the fellow, follow the fellow, follow the fellow who follows a dream.
A custom tailored vet asked me out for something wet. When the vet begins to pet, I cry hooray. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. I've been asked to have a meal a big tycoon in steel. If the meal includes a deal, accept I may. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. There's an oil man known as Tex who is keen to give me checks. And his checks, I fear, mean that Tex is here to stay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Mr. Thorne calls me up from night till morn. Mr. Thorne wants cornered corn, and that ain't hay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. From Milwaukee, Mr. Fritz often dines me at the Ritz. Mr. Fritz invented Schlitz, and Schlitz must pay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my little fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Mr. Harris Plutocrat wants to give my cheek a pat. If the Harris pat means a Paris hat, true to you, darling, in my way.
my way. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way.
That was Keely Smith from the Kiss Me Kate album. It's interesting to me, Will, that of the four shows he picked, they were picked because they were popular titles. They felt there were enough hit songs to spread the wealth among the bullpen on these albums. But they're almost all American shows. Do you think that factored into his thinking? Were these shows that he felt comfortable with as opposed to something crazy or exotic like The King and I?
Huh. Oh, yeah, that is a good point. Something with a foreign setting. I would say so, certainly. And I think he was also, this was a big risk financially. Jim Kaplan and his, I think Jim Kaplan wrote the best sort of general biography of Sinatra. And he points out that these albums cost $100,000 each. Now, that is the most expensive album I have ever heard of for that period. Of course, that would be nothing today, even with inflation, you know, adjusted for inflation. That's not much for a major album. But in those days, records didn't cost nearly that much to produce. So this was a major gamble.
Well, the high watermark for me is the South Pacific album, which, of course, was the big show in 1949. And here is Dinah Shore to lead us off with a selection from that.
I washed that man right out of my hair. I washed that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way. I don't try to patch it up and tear it up and tear it up. Wash him out, dry him out, push him out, fly him out, cancel him and let him go. Yes, sister, I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. If a man don't understand you, if you fly on separate beams, I'll waste no time, make a change. Ride that man right off your range. Drive him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams. If you laugh at different comics, if you root for different teams, I'll waste no time, a week no more. Show him what that door is for. Rub him out of a roll call and drum him out of your dreams. It up, tear it up, tear it up. Wash him out, dry him out, push him out, fly him out, cancel him and let him go. Yes, sister, I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way.
Sunshine, sweet and clear as can be. Most people live on a lonely island, lost in the middle of a foggy sea. Most people people long for another island, one where they know they would like to be. Bali.
Joe Stafford with a stunning version of Bali High. You're a particular fan of Joe Stafford's, as are we all, aren't you?
Oh, she's wonderful, really. One of the greatest. And she did, I think it's two wonderful Broadway albums in the mid to late 50s.
Yeah. We are looking today at the Reprise Musical Repertory Theater, these four titles, Finian's Rainbow, Kiss Me, Kate, South Pacific and Guys and Dolls that Sinatra put together in the studio. And one of the things I gathered that was infinitely more complex than even putting a cast album together is he had sprinkled his bullpen over these four records. So you're talking major heavy hitters, and sometimes they recorded their material for all four albums in one session, even though it would be sort of cut and pasted and distributed among the four. That's my understanding. Is that correct?
That seems to be correct, yes.
So here, of course, is now we're getting to the Rat Pack, who contributed mightily at this time. Here is a wonderful Dean Martin selection with the High Lows.
A secret, secret, he's got a little secret. A secret, a secret kind of secret.
I'm aching for to shout it to every daffodil and tell the world about it. In fact, I think I will. If this isn't love, the whole world is crazy. If this isn't love, I'm daft as a daisy. With moons all around and cows jumping over, there's something amiss, and I'll eat my hat if this isn't love.
He's feeling like an apple
on top of William Tell.
With this I cannot grapple, because I'm so adorable.
If this isn't love,
then winter is summer.
If this isn't love,
my heart needs a plumber. I'm swinging on stars, I'm riding on rainbows, I'm busting with bliss, and I'll kiss your hand if this isn't love. I'm swinging on stars, I'm riding on rainbows, I'm busting with bliss,
and I'll kiss your hand if
this isn't love. This must be
So we're looking at the Reprise Musical Repertory Theater with Will Friedwald, this great Frank Sinatra project. One of the things that interests me, of course, as you intuited, that when we get to Sammy Davis Jr., we would definitely play some of his selections. But if this were a true repertory theater, it seems that to me that Sinatra cast Sammy in kind of the outsider roles. He certainly sings the few songs that were originally sung by Black performers, such as Necessity or Too Darn Hot from Kiss Me Kate. Do you think that Sammy is well served in the Reprise series?
Well, you know, the whole, I love those two Dean Martin tracks. I'm so glad you included them. But really, the whole enterprise pivots around Sinatra and Sammy, you know, Sinatra wanting to sing certain songs. And the fact that Sammy, of this whole group, including all these wonderful singers, Keeley Smith, Dinah Shore, Joe Stafford, Sammy was the only one with real Broadway cred.
Well, that's interesting because he does sort of do the more dramatic songs that I think would have been somewhat ridiculous for Frank and certainly Dean Martin to have done. Here is that great Come and Get It Day from Finian's Rainbow.
On that great come and get it day, won't it be fun when worry is done and the money is hay? Now that's the time things will come your way. On that great come and get it day, I'll get my gal, that calico gal now. And I'll buy my mule that acre of ground. Cause word has come from Gabriel's horn that the earth beneath your plow is a button and now is yourn. Oh, a glory time a coming for to stay. On that great and great come and get it day. Won't it be fun when the worry is done and the money is hay? Don't you know that's the time that things will come your way? On that great, great come and get it day, I will get my gal, that calico gown. I will buy my mule, that acre of ground. Cause word has come from Gabriel's horn that the earth beneath your plow is a button and now it's yourn. Glory time's coming for to stay. On that great, great, come and get it and keep it and share it. Great, great, come and get it. Got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. Why, it's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are six or seven or eight, to hate all the people your relatives hate. Why, you've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be carefully taught.
We're looking at the Reprise Musical Repertory Theater.
It's just really interesting. And it is this unique work from this unique moment, these four albums that are really like nothing else.
Well, we don't know why exactly they weren't the big hit he meant them to be. And sadly, he didn't extend the project. They were done by mail order subscription, which was a difficult thing back then. As you say, the cost was extremely high. It's probably about twice what a Broadway cast album would have cost back then. And one thing I find fascinating is they were intended for Christmas of 1963, which means they were put on the market around Thanksgiving of 63.
Right around the time of you-know-what, yeah.
Yeah, and I think perhaps the jolliness and the somewhat twee covers, which were sort of colorful but a little odd, just didn't hit the zeitgeist in the way he had intended. But any final last words on this remarkable monument to pop culture, Will?
This is, it's just a, like I say, it's a one-of-a-kind moment. Sinatra, the whole point of Reprise was, I think it was to a certain degree, everybody's talking about Lucille Ball and Desilu in this particular moment. And I think that Reprise was Sinatra making steps towards recording artists owning their own material, which nobody had ever really done before. But the pop culture was changing so fast. Had Sinatra somehow gotten this off the ground in 59 or 60, it might have been different. But this was, like I say, the twilight of this era. And if he had done it in a little bit earlier, it might have, been more profitable, but it's certainly a singular achievement, and it shows that Sinatra really understood this music, and that Sinatra was really at the service of it, and he was really doing what he could to support this incredible body of work.
Well, a great intersection, perhaps one of the greatest from a recording point of view, of Broadway and pop singing, and so to take us out, we have Keeley Smith and the progenitor of the project, Frank Sinatra.
Wonder how I'd feel living on a hillside, looking on an ocean beautiful and still.
This is what I need. This is what I've longed for, someone young and smiling, climbing up my hill.
We are not alike, probably I'd bore him. He's a cultured Frenchman, I'm a little hick.
Younger men than I, officers and doctors, probably pursue her, she could have her pick.
Wonder why I feel jittery and jumpy. I'm like a schoolgirl waiting for a dance.
Can I ask her now? I am like a schoolboy. What will be her answer? Do I have a some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger, you may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you know even then, that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing.
and night after night. As strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dreams. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own. For all through your life you may dream all alone. Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never let her go.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.